Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Previously on Mystery Down Under.
There is a hullabaloo outside the cave of Warrawirrin.
I heard that you were the one in there with Brianna.
Yeah.
And I hear that you jumped into the water.
Well, yeah, Dickie said he saw a ribbon, so I thought, well, if she's in the water, I'd better get her out quick smart.
I'd watch myself, if I were you.
Yes, sir.
I could string you up, things like this.
Don't know what I've done, but okay.
Are you talking back to
no,
me?
No, sir.
Are you going to, like, hurry up and go find her? Because she's missing and they need
He literally just lifts you up. Shut your fucking mouth.
Sometimes less is more.
We're not mad at you, but that cunt can make our life hell, all right?
If you really cared about her, you would have stood up for her more. We should be in there.
Dickie did hit a nerve. Why did we let this happen to Brianna?
We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe you.
Dickie, oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
If it gets late, I'll bring him back, all right? I'll look after him.
No, I'm not leaving him here. I'm staying with you guys. This sucks. And now. So Jess is kind of, okay, all right, I think he's asleep. So what the fuck happened?
We've told you.
Yeah, but you were just trying to keep Dickie calm, right? She didn't just vanish.
Yeah, no, she did.
We told you exactly what happened.
And there was a flash of light and everything?
Yeah, and weird voices, like they were talking to us.
What the fuck?
It's so creepy in there.
It's super weird.
Mm-hmm. And what... So what have we got? Like, what are our assets? Do we have anything on hand? Do we need to be, like, climbing inside or anything?
Well, it's a bit squeezy, but, like, there's passages and steps and stuff.
Yeah.
We just want to go back to exactly where we were, and I want to have another proper look at that pool because it is weird.
We got one torch. Do you got anything in here?
She, like, opens the glove box. There's, like, empty cigarette packets.
We got a lighter, I guess.
Yeah, there's light up. Yeah, we've got lighters. We've got, there's, like, a bra and underwear that fall out of the glove box. She kind of just, like, stuffs them back and, like, shuts them in.
A Swiss Army knife, first aid kit.
Yeah.
Are there bungee cables in the car? Because sometimes they're in cars in the 70s.
Oh, for like towing or...
Yeah, something like strapping things down, yeah. Like strapping cables or something like that.
There might be like a... Yeah, like to tie stuff.
Yeah.
Or to the roof or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grab that.
You got a dictionary.
You have a dictionary.
Yeah.
A lot of rocks. A
few rocks.
Yeah, a lot of stuff
shells.
From the sea. I've got a water bottle.
Are you looking through your backpacks now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you noticed the... So, your backpack had seen better days. But
I have my Walkman or my
cassette tape. Yes, you do. And there's a hole in there. And frequently stuff escapes through there.
Yeah.
But weirdly, something seems to have been added.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Like you're looking through it and as you're kind of digging through your bag, you feel this strange stone.
Oh, okay.
That you kind of...
I'll pull it out and be like, Dickie, what's it look like?
It's an opal.
Dee, what the hell? I'll show it to Jono.
But it's...
Let's have a look at that.
It's not... I mean, you might have been lucky to see an opal before in your life.
Yeah.
But it's...
Is it the opal? Is it the
no,
one?
No, it's not the one, but it's... Like, you look at it and the patterns are shifting and, you know, when you look into an opal and all the colours seem to be, you can never quite make out what's the dominant colour.
Because it's iridescent, it moves it as,
is,
it, as you
yeah,
move it.
Yeah, but yeah. It almost seems like it's pulsing or that the colours pulse through it, that the reds and the blues and the greens and the yellows are brilliant veins that slither inside this beautiful glowing stone. It's about the size of like a, I don't know, like a peanut M&M.
Also, which you can find worldwide. It's a tiny little stone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So like 2 or 3 centimeters across, yeah. Basically. Okay.
You have no idea how it got in there.
There's no way Dickie put this in your bag and not his own, right?
No, right?
Can I check Dickie's bag?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you can check in Dickie.
You're 10. I don't give a fuck.
So, yeah, Dickie, you're a small child. You would have had the dictionary in
so
your bag.
Do you rummage through?
Yeah, of course.
So you find...
An old sandwich.
I don't care about your personal space.
You
it's
find
the 70s and you're a small child.
The flashlight, mm-hmm. which is in there, the pocket dictionary, a fuck ton of stones... a lot of crumpled
rocks.
Pieces of paper.
Yeah,
a nicely folded piece of paper, and the pair of binoculars that Dickie used Jess's money to buy from Fran.
Mm. Mm. You also Fran walked away with a bargain.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for a pair of binoculars.
She's still probably, if not for the the tragedy of today, she would still be chuckling through her mismatched teeth. You also still have the ticket that Brianna gave you.
Yes.
Folded up in your backpack. And it's got a little love heart drawn on the back in red ink.
Oh, my heart.
Phil, the colour of her hair tie.
if you kill her, I will end you.
Do it, Ellen.
Did you open your bag at all?
Do it.
Do it.
No, I don't think I did.
Could have got in through the hole. You could have sat down on it or something. I don't know.
I don't think opals work that way.
Yeah, look at it. It's like...
It's cool.
I know,
it is. It is cool to the touch for you, Jono, anyway.
It's moving, don't you think?
Do not opals just do that?
I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
They're
I don't know much about
around
them.
Here.
Like... Circles, you mean? Like round?
No, like this end of the country, mate.
Ah.
You don't get them round here, more up north.
So what are you going to do with that stone, Eric? It's in your backpack.
Jono's got it.
Well, I'll give it back to you. It's your. It chose you. I don't know.
Chose you. The one opal
Thanks,
to rule
man.
Them all.
Hey, Jessica.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you want this?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how much money you're sitting on?
He's poor, so no.
Exactly.
I mean, like...
Weren't we looking for what we had to help us explore the cave?
I mean, like...
16-year-old with his crush.
It's very pretty, Eric, but I mean, it doesn't feel right to take this from you.
That's okay. I'm giving it to you.
Well, why don't we take it back in the cave and see if we can work out where it came from?
Okay.
So that we can get more?
So
I don't know.
I guess I'll hold on to it for now.
Stop cock-blocking Eric.
I mean, it's very beautiful, Eric.
That's
Thank
okay.
you.
I'm just looking at you being an awkward teen and I'm just writhing in my own
She's
skin.
Kind of like, I'm assuming Eric... Somehow that you're in the back seat, and so this conversation is kind of happening
from driver to
she's kind of looking in the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
and she kind of like she looks at you differently.
Eric,
it's like you're a puzzle.
Rubs the back of his neck with his hand.
Yeah, like before where you were just sweet and kind of very unassuming. You just she can't quite figure you out, and that just kind of makes her smile to herself.
You've gone from Eric to.
Eric. Okay. Do you guys see that?
What?
I think people are starting to go home. Look, that's Keith's car. He's pulling away. Should we go in?
Now or never, I guess.
All right. Oh, fuck, I wish I was drunker now for this. Should we wake up Dickie?
Yeah, he'll kill us if we don't bring him.
He will.
Elbow punches for everyone.
Yeah. Dickie.
She just kind of keeps slapping you on the chest.
I'm up.
Everyone's gone.
What?
I think everyone's gone from the cave.
Even Keith?
Yeah. Well, Keith just pulled away.
Yeah, look what we found.
You look in the... It's probably around like 2 a.m. now.
Okay. Oh, God.
Jess, where'd you get an opal?
Eric found it.
It was in his backpack.
Why do you have it?
He gave it to me, Dickie. God, shut the fuck up.
Why would you give him...
Now I know what it feels like to be an older sibling.
Just like, he just like whispers like, those are so expensive.
Yeah, well, I'm not planning on hocking it. Jesus. Okay, all right. We're doing this?
Okay, let's go. Quiet.
Yeah, and he like rubs the sleep out of his eyes and he like just shakes his head. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, for you Dickie, got your for torch? Once in your life, keep quiet.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did Jono zip my bag back up?
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, you're not an animal.
Yeah.
You're also not an idiot.
Yeah, I'm not careless with your
also,
stuff.
Also, as a GM, there's nothing really that valuable that would really fuck you up to lose it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I think Sean is talking about the idea that Dickie would be like, someone's been through my bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
No,
I thought he was.
To which I'm saying, he's not an idiot.
Yeah, I put it back where I found it. I'm not careless.
I mean.
Well, you are.
But. Yeah. It would be nigh impossible. It would be like.
Dickie got a Dewey D20 brain.
A 16 brain.
Dickie can make that. If he said if it's up, it's up.
So you kind of head in. Eric, you're like obviously super fast. Do you want to go ahead and kind of just check it out and make sure everyone's gone?
Yes.
And we'll just kind of hang back.
Eric's unsure of that as a good idea, but he does it anyway because a girl is telling him.
Yes.
Did we
Can
see
confirm
if,
how teenage brains work?
How teenage brain
work? Did Miss Mar go away as well, or is she still in there?
Well, that's the thing. We saw Keith pull away, so and everyone else is gone. But I don't know if the team is still there.
Keith wouldn't have cared. He would have just left regardless.
So, like, you want me to sneak in?
We just want to see if there's anyone watching the entrance.
If you just get close enough and see if like anyone's there.
So I shouldn't take a torch.
No. Just climb up in the dark.
Okay.
See if you can see anyone in the entrance. See how if we can just get inside or not.
Yeah. Cool. He does. He exits and proceeds to go to the cave. In a sneaky way.
Lovely. So you have D20 in flight, don't you?
I do have D20 in flight.
This is planned. You are being methodical. You are taking your time. Yeah, I would say that's a flat 10. So
you can just take that.
You can just take that.
Great.
You're going through as you kind of get to begin to climb the ledge. You can kind of there's a bit where you can kind of just literally extend to your full height and peer up at the entrance to the cave. So if someone was looking, it would just be like scrubs, scrubs, and then just the eyes of Eric peeking through, or the top half of his head. So you see Deanne. She's there. There are two other workers in that same kind of khaki uniform. Did someone just chuck something at me?
I hope not.
No, it was my own pen. Sorry. I just turned into full school teacher there. Who threw that? D20s now. Roll them.
So there's Deanne and
Deanne,
another worker.
Yes. So there was Joanne, but
hello,
Joe, because there's too many
hello, Joe.
Anns. So there is Deanne, Joe, and Lucas. And they're all kind of in a hubbub. And Lucas is saying, look, we've swept the area. We've gone through, we went into the lake, you know, we went like 5x5. We've combed every area that Brianna could have been in. That's not to say that, I don't know, she couldn't have snuck off to another area of the cave. It seems really unlikely. Obviously, we're going to do our best, but Deanne, I think we've got to call it for a night. I mean, we're not going to find anyone in this state. You need to go home. She could be in there and I meant to just go home and what and sit in the dark. I'm not going to be able to sleep. Deanne, look, You need to get some sleep, otherwise we won't find her. Who knows what could have happened? You know, maybe she didn't go in. Maybe the kids were confused. Maybe she snuck out. There's all sorts of things that could have happened, Deanne. We just have to, I think the best thing for it is just a good night's rest. Fine. They start to cordon off the area as best they can. Really, it's just tape.
Yeah. Is Deanne a single parent as well, by the way?
Yeah.
Damn.
Someone kind of escorts her out, you know, the firm grip of her co-workers and friends.
Once everyone's gone, then Eric will return and gesture for the coast is clear. Let's head on up.
Yeah, well, look, my dad's going to be off in the mine in like an hour and a half. So let's go.
Jesus. So late. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Fuck it. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's do it. We gotta find her.
And you walk in back into the cave. Now, what are you? Where are you trying to look? What are you trying to do?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here.
So I think for Dickie especially, he wants to go to the point of the flash.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where he was last absolutely sure he had her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then shit started to go weird. So it's like we talk again about how, you know, there was that bit where, like, I thought I heard something and I thought it was coming from Brianna, but then apparently it wasn't coming from Brianna. And then you said you heard something about Hugo. So that's where the weird stuff started to happen.
Jess, it's really tight in here, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like one by one and you got to squeeze, okay? Is that going to be all right?
Should I not smoke?
Probably not. No.
In here?
Probably,
I mean.
Just generally, you shouldn't, no.
Thanks, Mom. Like, I really need the advice about my smoking habits. Okay, all right, so...
Who's got the flashlight?
Lead the way.
I do. I'll go first.
All right.
Is that wise?
Is that wise?
Yes.
The small one, like, before going first?
The only one that spotted anything in this cave before? Yeah.
Okay, fine, but Dickie, I'm serious. You have to, like, hold my hand or my pocket or whatever. Like, I am not letting you go, all right?
You just, like, hold on to my pant loop or my bag or something.
Fine. I mean, we should probably do the same, right?
Okay, yeah. You hang on to Jess and I'll hang on to you, all right?
It's probably better if I'm...
Phil,
wingman.
You sly dog.
It's probably better if I'm at the back.
Cock block yourself.
God damn it!
I almost feel like you deserve an adversity token for that, yeah, but Jono. I just
deliberately rolled a one.
I mean, we didn't even. That was just role play. Yeah, but I feel just, like it's almost like inspiration. Like I feel like you. You tried to set up your mate, and it just
before you can resolve this, Dickie starts moving forward. So yes. It forces a snap decision after Jess.
Eric like reaches after Jess.
So you hang on. You reach up for Jess. Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
To grab her hand or whatever, and then I follow behind. Yes. The hand on his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why I needed to touch his shoulder. There,
that's fine. Nice. Yeah. I liked it. you kind of lead the way. You go down the steps slowly, carefully.
It's like he's trying not to go fast. Like he wants to just get there quick. So yeah, there's like a sense of urgency.
These are like, if they were normal steps, it would be two for each one. Do you know what I mean?
Are the lights still on? The lights that are strung up? Yeah,
they've,
okay.
They've made it so that it's kind of permanent.
I guess, okay, you cool. know, the other thing could be like, oh, if Brianna... Yeah, to find her way back sort
yeah,
of
yeah, thing. But also yeah. they've been operating in these caves for quite a while, okay, and it's cool. always dark in
Are
there,
they so. Petrol generators then? How are they getting power?
Maybe it's strung from the town.
Magic?
Yeah, I think they've got a generator.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not...
It's not a huge draw, like it's a, yeah. just a
no,
few lights.
Just, but like...
Yeah.
Power is the draw, but yeah, okay, generator.
Yeah, they've got like, kind of, as you pass by this the setup, they've got kind of like a little... area of operations.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jess is like, each time Dickie starts to like pick up a bit of speed, because Jess is holding onto the backpack.
Oh my god,
like,
I'm gonna stop.
Just be quicker but slower.
Fine. Okay. So you're kind of sweeping as you kind of get ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk. Like these are steep yeah. stairs. You're yeah. sweeping around the torch in the darkness as you kind of keep descending.
Begrudgingly looking for cracks as people keep saying, oh, he knows it's not a goddamn crack, but he's looking on the ground, looking for bits where somehow she went into.
Mm-hmm.
But
when we get to the lake, I think we should stop and have like a good look at the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you come into the first kind of big cavern with
the
echoes.
That's got the opal thing and yes. the lake of water.
Lake Water's a bit afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah, okay. yeah. This is just the main one that yeah. has the huge, huge ceiling
it's
and
like
the
stalactites.
It's
like a big cavern you can walk around in, overlook on the lake, and then narrow
thin passage. And then
narrow passage into
with whispering.
Big
and then the
That's
antechamber
right.
with
big stalactite. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So you walk through. Are you looking for anything in this area?
The
I have a question.
Room. Mm.
The big thing that was in the wall, you said it had been opalized, right? Mm. Does any of it look like it was missing? Like, as in, the opal that went into the bag, does it seem like it came from that thing that was opalized?
No, it doesn't. But it has that, you know, you kind of shine the light on the opal and it begins to kind of take on that same quality where it looks like the colors are jumping all around inside of it. It's almost like glowing. You can't take it out of the wall.
No.
But
have we got the other one out
you
as
do.
Well? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jess has it, doesn't
is
she?
Is it yeah. doing anything?
Just kind of brings it out. It doesn't look like it's doing anything. I don't.
Let's keep looking.
Yeah.
That's right. We'll have a quick look around this chamber. This isn't where she went missing, so probably not concentrated.
Everything was fine at this point. No,
yeah,
there was no
was
noises.
Fine. It was deeper in.
It's all fine.
It was deeper in.
I'm going to have so much fun with the editing process. Yeah. There's like echo,
echoes,
post.
Yeah.
That's this part. I meant to mention that earlier, that like we don't actually have to do the echo. We can do that in post.
Yeah. Yes. This bit will be so good with that. Yeah.
Get to Chris.
Yeah.
Get to Chris.
You have to work out which bits
so
are
you
in character.
Are you also calling her name?
He wouldn't be at this point because he doesn't think this is where she is.
Maybe once we get into this big chamber, I think we'd at least give it a couple of goes. Yeah. Bree. Brianna.
Hey.
Hi. Hello.
Do you guys hear that?
Is that Jess saying that or is that the response?
Hello.
Brianna?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Who are you?
Hello. Hello.
Does it sound like it's getting louder or quieter or is it just kind of a middling?
Hello.
Where are you?
He points his light down.
Down at the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, we're at the lake part? Okay.
You're kind of looking over it.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So you were looking around.
Yeah.
And your main...
Because I did say once we get to the lake, we
yeah.
went
yeah.
over.
Right.
Your attention was mainly on the ammonite, which is kind of as you walk there.
Yeah,
so
right.
it's kind of like you look, you start to gaze around.
Yeah.
And as
yeah.
you hear that kind of soft,
back,
scratchy
yeah.
echo... You start to look down at the water. You don't quite see anything. It's as still as it ever was.
Bree. Hey.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Huh. Hollow, hollow, hollow town.
Hollow town. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
This is an important note. Is it Bree's voice that we're hearing?
It sounds like...
It sounds like her voice.
It sounds like Bree, but yeah. It's, but hard, not, it's hard but not, to tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's distorted. It could be her. It could be just another feminine voice. You're not quite sure if it's your own voice.
I think at this
point, brief second,
all of the hairs standing on all of the ends right now with the echoes speaking back to us.
It's also like
this is fucking freaky.
2 a.m.
In a like spooky cave.
Spooky cave. It's entirely possible that your brain is playing tricks on you.
Oh god, yeah.
Also, Jess is like drunk and high out of her mind. Yeah.
Hollow Town, right? You heard that. You guys all heard that, right?
Yeah. I heard it. I heard it.
I think so.
Was that her? Was she here?
That sounds like her.
Okay, should we shut up? I don't know what to do. Well, fuck, I'm so
she only
drunk.
Answers when we say something.
Let's go further in.
What, into the water?
No, into the cave.
Where she went missing.
Let's keep going down.
It's
got to go
that
down.
Way where we have the big flashing of light.
This is the narrow bit, okay? We've got to keep going. She's definitely in here. We heard her.
Okay.
Let's grab my backpack.
Oh
my.
Bree, we're coming, okay?
Jono? And she kind of like motions to your shirt. You're bleeding.
What?
Your shirt's bleeding. It's like coming from here, like from your
what?
From your chest.
What?
And you kind of like, you kind of lift
it up.
You
lift it up, but look, bring it out of the way. Look what's happening.
So you have a huge scratch mark.
Oh, fuck.
What's that
from? Yeah, or it's less so, sorry, bum steer. It's not so much a scratch mark. It's like it's an abrasion of sorts, but it's kind of in two semicircles. So it's like it's not a circle, it's two semicircles with a huge kind of gap in between, right in the center of your chest.
And how much is it bleeding? Just like onto my t-shirt?
It's spotting onto your shirt, yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know, maybe when I jumped in.
How'd you do that?
I don't know, I jumped in the water early, but then it's just started now.
Does it hurt?
I mean, it's not that bad, it's like a little scrape.
It feels like, it kind of feels... tingly. I don't know.
Ah, it feels weird, but look at it. It's like almost like a perfect circle.
Dickie like lifts up his shirt to see if he's got it as well, like instinctively.
No. You don't. It's like you've just flashed the group.
Yeah, he's like,
I don't know. Pudgy tummy.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
So pasty white.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, God, I can't see.
What's his name from the Goonies? He does
truffle shuffle.
Yeah, he just kind of... And I just imagine that it's really weird as well. Like, it's not, like, obvious that you're checking, you know, to see if you've got any bites. It's just like you just lift your arms with your shirt attached.
Small children do that. They just pull up their shirts for reasons.
Two semicircles.
Yes.
And I just overheard you, storyteller. Mm. Is it a bite?
Maybe.
Okay, what the fuck?
It's not got, certainly not, like,
it's
teeth
not puncture
marks.
And like not individual teeth or anything, but it's two semicircles.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Mm.
Look,
vertically.
Can we just keep
let's just move on.
Kind of like, come on, grab
okay,
my
okay,
bag.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I just thought we should address
but just
that someone's
quietly,
bleeding.
I'm fucking freaking out. Okay, as we go for I'm gonna put like a bandage on it.
Yeah.
I have a first aid kit in my bag,
cool.
So I just put like
a
bandage on
it.
So
you start to go back through the narrow passageway. There
Dead
we go.
Dead man squeeze or whatever it's called.
So you begin to kind of squeeze through. Who's leading charge?
Me.
Dickie. Okay.
Dickie, if you remember exactly where it was, you tell us when we get there, okay?
I will.
Yeah, so you can just kind of, it's almost like a less of a memory thing and more just a rhythm.
Yeah.
Kind of step. It was a long time that you were kind of crawling through, and you remember you were excited.
Longer.
You were. It was for a brief moment, it felt like you were going to experience something really cool, and maybe you did, but not in the way that you expected. So you kind of just get back into that mindset, Dickie. You're crawling, squeezing, step.
Trying to be like a lot more hyper tuned to it.
Step. Stop. There it is. Well, that's the spot that you can remember anyway.
He just abruptly just kind of like stops. So Jess would almost like bash into him. And he's just like, and he doesn't say anything at first. He just kind of like doesn't move.
Hmm.
Doesn't say anything. Doesn't give any indication of why he's stopped. We just,
why are we stopped?
Do you could dunk into the bag?
Yeah.
This is where it happened. The big lighting flash thing that happened here.
Do you see anything on the walls or on the floor? Anything?
He like looks up, scans straight back down to the bottom, and then looks to the right and the left, especially trying to see if there's any way that if there's any where to slip into. Or
you don't see any
no
like
crevice,
it's,
no nothing.
I mean, it's all kind of crevices, but none that you could explore. None that you could get through. It's basically the only way is forward or backward through this passageway, and it's sharp and it's dark and it feels like, you know, feels like the top could come caving in any second.
Three.
Do you have your torch out?
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of look around on the walls. You're kind of scanning, and you see something. It's kind of like. Can't be sure if it's not like an optical illusion at first, or, you know, you've been in the dark so long that your eyes are starting to just see images or patterns or whatever. But then you see kind of like, almost like, looks like two eyes.
You have been listening to Mystery Down Under, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Kids on Bikes and all associated properties are trademark of Renegade Game Studios. Used with permission.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.